This is JIS News. Coming up, Transport Authority to intensify prosecution for non-wearing of badges for PPV operators. Transitional facility for female wards of the state opened in St. James. And the Department of Correctional Services clarifies issue regarding pharmacists. Details after the break. Stay with us.
Emergency! Emergency! Too much carnage on the road!
Look at that man walking in the middle of the road with the headphones on.
Hey.
He my idiot or what?
What he might listen to all? Me can hear it from right, yes.
He not even hear the man a blowing car horn, you know. He might go get licked.
Roach, watch out!
Oh, gosh. I dead him dead, you know.
Look how the youth lose him life to carelessness.
Walk, ride, and drive for life. A message from the Ministry of Transport, Works, and Housing.
Now the news. The Transport Authority is intensifying its efforts to ensure drivers and conductors of licensed public passenger vehicles, PPV, comply with the regulations regarding the wearing of badges. Communication and Customer Services Manager at the Transport Authority, Petra Keane Williams, says the move is part of efforts to strengthen the mechanism for safety, security and reliability of public transportation.
The authority wants to ensure that public transportation is safe for all commuters, and the badge is your indication that the operator has been duly checked by the Transport Authority. It's the same thing for the conductor's license.
Ms. Williams was speaking in an interview with GIS News. She says buses with over 21 seats are required by law to be operated with a conductor. These individuals must have a conductor's license and badge to operate legally. The authority resumed prosecution for non-wearing of badges for all drivers and conductors of licensed public passenger vehicles on November 1, 2013. Female wards of the state 16 to 18 years old who are preparing to exit state care now have a transition facility in St. James they can call home. The My Father's House facility was donated to the Child Development Agency, the CDA, by United States-based charity organization Embracing Orphans.
It's the first one we have where we are using it as a children's home and a transitional home, because we are seeing the need for providing care for the children after they are 18, especially those who have the potential to go into tertiary level training, or those who don't have anywhere to go. This is the way we are going to provide in the support.
Acting Chief Executive Officer of the CDA, Rosalie Gage Grace, speaking at the official opening of My Father's House. The facility, which currently houses 8 wards from various parts of the island, has the capacity to accommodate approximately 20 girls. The Department of Correctional Services, the DCS, says efforts are underway to resolve the issue regarding the absence of a pharmacist in the correctional system. The comment follows a media report that pharmacy technicians were dispensing drugs in the penal system. The DCSS checks have revealed that there has been no established post or pharmacist in the department for some time. A request was made to the Ministry of Finance and Planning for the post to be reinstated in January 2013. Permission was granted in August 2013, and advertisements were placed inviting pharmacists to apply. It says applications were received and interviews will be conducted this week with a view to having the pharmacist work on a sessional basis. The Department of Correctional Services is assuring that it's making every effort to have the situation resolved in the shortest possible time. And Minister of Education, Reverend Ronald Thwaites, is urging traditional schools to assist in increasing the number of school places by establishing secondary campuses. Citing an example of an institution that has embarked on this initiative, Minister Thwaites says this creates more spaces, thus providing more students with access to education.
A new high school will be opened in Jamaica in partnership with one of the most excellent high schools, where spatially separate, but where the best lectures from that school will be beamed technologically to the new school as a process of adoption, of cooperation, of extending a brand. We want to encourage this kind of thing, not only institution to institution, but also more broadly within the society as a whole.
Minister Thwaites was speaking at the launch of the Caribbean Virtual Academy online academic resource at GOGISAT headquarters in Kingston earlier this month. That was the JIS News. I am Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.